Ethan Berkowitz wants to give Alaskans a chance to buy a share in the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline. The Democratic gubernatorial nominee today presented the first part of what he says will be a series of ideas involving energy. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Ethan Berkowitz proposes a voluntary checkoff from permanent fund dividend applications that would give the public a chance to purchase shares in a quasi-governmental corporation. They could end up owning between 10 and 20% of the project, depending on the number of people taking part in the plan and the final cost of the pipeline. He says those who choose to make the investment would share in the profits.
Our hope is that by starting now, by allowing individual Alaskans to own a piece of the pipe, we'll encourage Alaskan businesses and Alaska Native corporations to participate in the ownership, construction, and maintenance of a Great Alaska Pipeline.
The voluntary permanent fund checkoff would have to be approved by the legislature, just as the voluntary college savings plan and the Pick, Click, Give program for charitable contributions now have statutory approval. Berkowitz says the proposal springs from congressional approval of private Alaska investment that was included in the 2004 Federal Natural Gas Pipeline Act, the federal bill setting up guidelines for the development of the project. He points out that no state administration has picked up on the idea that was approved by then-Senator Ted Stevens, Senator Lisa Murkowski, and Congressman Don Young.
We take advantage of this opportunity. We've got a greater chance of making the pipeline come real. So that's why we want to have this happen. I believe that if Alaskans have a chance to own a piece of the pipe, we've got a greater likelihood of seeing a pipe come true.
Diane Benson, who's on the Democratic ticket as the lieutenant governor candidate, says she would have been excited to have had an opportunity like this when she was a young mother of limited means.
Probably our biggest complaint in this state is we don't feel like we have any control on our own lives. And this is one way of garnering some control and being able to invest in our own future as a state, as a people. So I'm very excited about this.
Berkowitz says as much of the risk as possible would be removed to protect the investments from loss. All the purchases would be held in escrow until the project's actually underway and funding is called for. It also would have no impact on the permanent fund itself, since the money would have already been designated as dividends. He also says the stock purchase would be project neutral. It would go into place whatever route the gas line would take. If no pipeline is built, he says the money would be returned from the escrow account. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.
Asked through his staff, Republican Governor Sean Parnell had no comment on the plan.